Blog Talk Radio.
All right, peace, everybody. Waiting for some of y'all to get up in here. And I need to share that I'm on. That should have done already. But please make sure y'all hit that like button while y'all getting in here, man, please. All right, all right, all right, all right. Listen, the shit is crazy, man. The video that I did earlier, a couple of hours ago, they never... See, I got a little bit of mixed feelings, right? Because I really feel like the video that they put out on the actual medical assistant, right? And that one they gave the name, but the news that came out yesterday about her, they never mentioned her name. And in the first article, they never mentioned Gunna's name. So that's why I put in the title. That's why the title says Gunna is heard on the phone recording, basically asking her to smuggle the shit in, because that's exactly what they say, but they didn't mention his name. But we're going to get to it. I just want to wait for a few more of y'all to get in here, man. Make sure y'all hit that like button, please, while y'all in here. I just need a little bit more people to get in here. All right? Just a little bit more, man. All right? And I hope y'all hit that damn like button, too. All right? So, hold on. Let me turn this off. So, this is it right here. This is from last month. All right? Check it out.
Assistant accused of trying to smuggle drugs into the Fulton County Jail is on the run tonight.
Shakira Ford faces felony drug charges. Fulton County Sheriff Pat Labatt credits the jail captain with stopping Ford's plan. Fox News Dukes is live at the jail with the latest on the search for the suspect. Deidre?
Well, anyone entering the Fulton County Jail, that means that whether you're a visitor or whether you work here, you must pass through security. But this medical assistant, we are told by the Fulton County Sheriff, ran into trouble as she arrived to work because an employee noted that she smelled like marijuana, and they said when they asked her about it, she admitted that she had smoked pot before she arrived to work.
When she got to the security checkpoint, she was acting a little nervous.
Fulton County Sheriff Pat Labatt credits the captain at the jail for catching Shakira Ford in the act. After the contract nurse reportedly showed up to work, smelling like marijuana.
She smelled a hint of marijuana, and she asked, and actually the young lady then said that she had smoked prior to coming to work, which is against all rules and regulations. We began to search her bag as normal, and she grabbed her keys and ran to walk through the parking lot, jumped in her car and left.
Ford planted a black Nissan Altima, Tennessee tag 75A-R44. These are images of the illegal contraband that they say they found in Ford's bag. 6.8 ounces of marijuana, 20 grams of crack cocaine, 200 cigarettes, and 2 packs of tobacco. Sheriff Labatt says investigators reviewed a recorded phone call between the suspect and other individuals in which it appears she discussed how she would smuggle the drugs. The sheriff says she had worked at the jail for a few months and all contract employees are screened.
We screened all of our contract employees. This just happened to be a situation, unfortunately, where I believe the young lady has been influenced by some internal contact. And for us, it is certainly unfortunate to lose a good nurse, but it is time that she turn herself in.
Ford faces several felony charges tonight, including possession with intent to distribute. Reporting live at the Fulton County Jail, Deidre Duke, Fox 5 News.
In Ford's bag, 6.8 ounces
She asked, and actually the young lady then said that she had smoked prior to coming to work, which is against all rules and regulations. So we began to search her bag as normal, and she grabbed her keys and ran to walk through the parking lot, jumped in her car and left.
Ford flat in a black Nissan Altima, Tennessee tag 75A-R44. These are images of the illegal contraband that they say they found in Ford's bag. 6.8 ounces of marijuana, 20 grams of crack cocaine, 200 cigarettes, and 2 packs of tobacco. Sheriff Lamont says investigators reviewed a recorded phone call between the suspect and other individuals in which it appears she discussed how she would smuggle the drugs. The sheriff says she had worked at the jail for a few months.
A few months, so them niggas trying to really mold her, you know what I mean, and convince her, which they did. But see, look, this is from a month or some change ago. They never mentioned Gunna, but they just said they found a recording. So these dumb niggas, again, and let me say allegedly, because they could be trying to frame them, but let's just make this all make sense. These niggas is still fucking reckless on the phone. What the fuck is wrong with these niggas? So this is why the name, that's why they came out with Gunna's name, because they actually got a recording. They probably had to figure out who was it that they was talking to, because they could have been talking on somebody else's, you know, it could have been somebody else's, like another dude instead of Gunna talking, but talking for Gunna. So that's how they probably, you know, found out it was Gunna. So these niggas don't fucking learn, son. And I got to bring it back again, just a little bit. Just a little bit.
200 contraband that they say they found in Ford's bag. 6.8 ounces of marijuana. 20 grams of crack cocaine.
How the fuck you was going to get in there with that?
Packs of tobacco. Sheriff Lamont says investigators reviewed a recorded phone call between the suspect and other individuals in which it appears she discussed how she would smuggle the drugs. The sheriff says she had worked at the jail for a few months, and all contract employees are screened.
We screened all of our contract employees. This just happened to be a situation, unfortunately, where I believe the young lady has been influenced by some internal contact. And for us,
these niggas are stupid.
It's certainly unfortunate to lose a good nurse, but it is time that she turn herself in.
Ford faces several felony charges tonight, including possession with intent to distribute.
Son, she's finished. She's done. Yo, peace, everybody. I got some more to show you, but I just want to know. The phone lines is open, too. This is why you know these niggas is not getting out. He already signed. It almost seemed like he signed his death certificate right now. Why the fuck would he be on recording? If he wasn't on recording, they had to ask, because when you make a phone call, you put in your ID number and shit like that, right? It basically brings up your name, who's basically making the call. Y'all already know this stupid shit. This elementary. So some niggas had to say, hey, it was Gunna that wanted me to do it because he had the money to do so. This bitch better have got paid good to do what she did, because she put, fuck her license. She put her kids in jeopardy. They already in jeopardy. She put her livelihood in jeopardy. She put her rent in jeopardy. How much did this nigga Gunna pay her? And how the fuck, the bitch had 200 cigarettes in the Ziploc. How the fuck you was going to get that in there? Bitch, all this time you've been going, even though you've been there for a few months, you didn't even say, you know what, let me process this. Let me not rush. Let me see how this shit moves when I go in, when I get checked. Come on, son. At least the bitch could have moved it a little bit at a time, buffed it in a pussy. You know what I'm saying? Put in the crack of her ass. You know what I mean? Wrap it up, put some, petroleum jelly or some shit, some kind of something with a scent aroma on it. Why would you bring in loud weed, the shit that smell? You better bring him some Reggie. You better go to the back of the shed, nigga, and get that dirt weed. I don't understand these bitches. She better got paid good. That's all I know. If she didn't get paid good, what was all this worth? And again, I said, them motherfuckers look just alike. Let me put that picture up side by side again. And again, oh, shit. I didn't even know that was all my shit. Hold on. Hold up. Let me show y'all the side by side picture again, just in case some of y'all didn't see it. Where we at? Hold on. Hold on. Right here. Hold on. Let me share my screen, y'all. And the phone lines is open as well. All right? Hold up. Right here. Let me share my screen. Hold on, y'all. Look at this shit. These niggas look just like cousins, family. So, are they related? They damn sure look at it. I mean, they don't look, not right there, but right here, these motherfuckers look just alike. And then, I don't know if y'all know, that Young Thug's nephew, by the way, his name is Farn, what is it? Fardarine, son. This nigga right here, where we at? Fardarine. He just killed his girlfriend and shot her in the face. This is her right here. We don't have a picture of his nephew yet. But let me show the picture of the... Hold on, did we miss it? Why is it not showing her? Right here. This is her right here. Wednesday, last week, a couple of days ago, right after their bond hearing, after Gunna's bond hearing being denied, Young Thug's nephew, this nigga had to, he told the police that, hey, I'm Young Thug's nephew. Like, that's going to get him a free out of jail fucking card or some shit. What the fuck is wrong with these niggas these days? These niggas is really that slow. I'm starting to really feel like these young, I'm not saying all of y'all. I'm starting to think like y'all young niggas is dummies. Niggas don't, I never seen niggas move like that before, son. You may get some here and there. Somebody may slip up or say some shit and incriminate themselves while they in jail. If you know the feds is already watching you, the feds already got recordings of you giving a hit out on Rayshawn Bennett, a.k.a. YFN Lucci, what makes you think they're not recording everything that you do? And why the fuck you think they don't even have niggas that's in it as being informants for the police, for the boys, so they can lessen their fucking time to get the fuck out? We heard plenty of stories where they come, a killer, or they don't really have that much evidence. His fucking celly, he tell them what happened. He like, oh, shit, all right, this nigga been slipped out to him. You know what? You know, so many go out for chow, tell a CO to call my lawyer or get on the phone, call my lawyer, tell him this, that, and the third, this, and the third. He get pulled out for a so-called, quote-unquote, visit. He come back with a motherfucking wire on. Like, yeah, man, as you were saying, man, I can't believe you killed her, man. Like, how that shit happened again? You said you got out the car. You said around, what, 6:58, and what happened? You understand what I'm saying? You got to be on point always, man. That's why me personally, I don't give a fuck what nobody say. Me, that's why certain things that be, yeah, Little Bus Chronicles, the Helmet Cheese Bus, Short Bus Chronicles, that's why me personally, if I'm going to do dirt, I really don't want anybody to help me unless it's really, really like that. I will, but anybody that know me, if I ask them for, you know, a radiator or something like that, I don't want you to help me. Just give me what I need to protect myself, and I get back at you. That's how I always been. And I'm not sitting here trying to, no, that's just real. Because you do dirt with motherfuckers, you get dirt. And niggas gonna rat on you. You never know. So don't put yourself in that motherfucking predicament. This dickhead made it worse for his uncle. He made it worse for Gunna, all the rest of them motherfuckers. Where's this? I want to play this other. Hold on. There's another article I want to play for you. I got to find it. Y'all just be patient because I know y'all niggas got ADHD. I want to play another video that I seen. I got a where did I find it at? Hold on, please work with me, man. You know what? I'm taking my time, man. Fuck y'all. Okay? Hold on. Let me see. Damn, I'm more trying to see this. Where is it? Where is it? If I can't find it, this is it? Yeah, this is it. This is it. This is it. Hold on. I got it. These niggas is dummies, man. And I got to keep it a bean, too. Hold on. The commercial about to come on. I got to keep it 100 with y'all. I'm not. Listen. When I was living in Atlanta, and I'm going to keep it a buck, I love Atlanta, right? Let me say this before I play this. I love Atlanta, okay? I still got family down there right now. But y'all some of the ratchetest motherfuckers that I ever known, okay? I love y'all, but y'all some real ratchety of the, especially the bitches, man, the ratchetest of the ratchetest. And I don't give a fuck. And I just leave it there. But I love ATL. I love the people down there and all that. But I don't know what's going on. I don't know what's in the water. I don't know what they selling at Publix. I don't know what the fuck they selling at Kroger. I don't know what's in that water, in that filter system. I don't know. Is it fluoride? Is it fucking? I don't know. Is it lead? Because y'all niggas is really fucking up down there. Anyway, let me play this fucking video. Yes, that story is old. You talking about this what's on the screen that's old? Of course it is. You know what? Shut up, man.
Gang members have been committing crimes for nearly a decade. Genesis' Matt Johnson continues our live CQ coverage. And Matt, you went through the full indictment. There are more than a dozen robberies connected to the YSL gang.
That's right. Some of the people listed in this indictment we went through today are connected to crimes that don't always include other rival gang members. One person listed in the indictment is the same person accused of murdering a husband from Washington, D.C., who was in town for a wedding. And some of the robberies and carjackings included in this indictment allege that this gang is tied to crimes across the metro. An 88-page indictment against members of the YSL gang in Atlanta ties the gang to 13 robberies, 11 attempted murders, and 2 murders. We went through the entire document. It claims the gang is one of the most violent since it started in 2012 in the Cleveland Avenue area. Jaden Myrick is an alleged YSL gang member accused of trying to kill rival gang member YFN Lucci while in the Fulton County Jail in February. But the reason Myrick was in jail was for the alleged murder of a Washington, D.C. businessman at the Capital City Club in Brookhaven in 2019. Christian Eppinger is another accused gang member who's been indicted for the attempted murder of 2 APD officers in February. He's also been indicted for the carjacking and robbery of a man in 2021. In March, 4 people are accused of murdering a rival gang member near I-20 in Atlanta. Marquavius Huey is also indicted for the carjacking of someone else in 2020. Those carjackings listed involve victims who aren't identified as having any connections to any gangs. County DA Fonnie Willis says gangs across Metro Atlanta are connected to up to 80% of crimes in Atlanta. Live in downtown Atlanta, Matt Johnson, Channel.
80% of the crime that's in Atlanta. 80%. And the dude, Marquavius, tried to kill 2 officers. Why the fuck you think they're not letting them out for no bond, letting them out on bail? That's why it's being denied. These motherfuckers done did a lot of shit out there. I'm not saying, you know, it is what it is. But at the end of the day, when you do that nigga shit, when you do that stupid shit, don't start crying. You see him with the mask on. You see the tears in his eyes. Nigga, you should have knew what you was doing before you did it. Nigga, that's why I'm saying, listen, at the end of the day, especially with this technology, and how everything, Big Brother, the cameras, all of this shit. Nigga, you're not getting away with shit, man. There's no way you're going to get away with it. Y'all niggas be texting on the phone. That's a digital footprint, fingerprint. Track your fucking phone calls. Wherever you are, it's pinging off the nearest tower at that fucking area. You can put any messages you want in the goddamn phone and delete it. Only thing they got to do is subpoena the motherfucking phone records, and it's over. It's over. Y'all niggas better be on some real incognito shit. If you want to do something and you want to set something up, do it how they did back in the motherfucking days. Shut the fuck up. Meet me at the motherfucking Willy Burger or some shit uptown. Something. And talk about it. Like, it's no way niggas is getting away with this shit. And I feel sorry for Young Thug. And to be honest, I can't really say that, but I don't like to see people in jail. I don't wish jail on nobody. That's not a fun place. And all that shit, don't throw the book at the jail. I mean, fuck the judge. They can throw the book at me. Fuck the police, fuck the judge, and now these niggas can't wait to get the fuck home. That's why kids, this shit is for the kids. Fuck the grown-ups, because y'all already set in y'all ways. But I know some of y'all know what the fuck to do, too. But at the end of the day, that's why when you hear these motherfuckers' lyrics, they glorifying all this shit. They never tell you the cons. They tell you the pros. The money and what they do, this, that, and the third. But they don't tell you how miserable you will be when you behind those bars. How people who once was fucking with you, now they don't even come visit. They don't even pick up your phone when you call. They don't want to make them runs for you. They trying to fuck your baby moms or things in that nature. You don't want to talk about somebody else telling you to sit down and pee. You got to watch over your back. Enemies, all the dirt that they did, now you got to worry about the enemy that's probably locked up, or the cousin, just revenge, period. Like, it's a dirty game. Kids, let these niggas be the example so you don't have to be the example. I always say that because that's the truth, man. I want to know what y'all thoughts are. The phone is, the number is on the screen, 319-527-6193. Why they not out, you ask? Because this is a fair case. They cook food. Of course I know that. I don't know if you're talking to me, but I know that it's a state and federal case. It's a state and federal. So Young Thug, him, period, he's done. It's done. He's already talking off motherfucking. They got texts. They got phone recordings. They got songs. They got Instagram posts. He's done. Can't wait. Where did you see that story? What story, Kanika? When is trial? We don't know yet. And what these dudes and what people have the legal right to do, just like Stupid Cuz or Eric Holder, everybody has a legal right to fire their lawyer, to prolong the case. That's what a lot of them do. So that's why it was taking so long for Eric Holder to be convicted, because he fired two of his lawyers, so it would take another year off, and then take another year off. You know what I mean? You only get like three chances to do so. But we don't know when trial is going to be, but it's going to be, I don't know. I can't tell you. I don't know. But I would like to know your thoughts. All right, we got somebody to break the ice. Area code 769. What's your thoughts, family? What up?
Hi, how you doing? I heard a lot about this YSL case. Like, this morning I heard one of them allegedly shot their girlfriend and is locked up in jail, and he's one of their nephews. And also, right. my concern about this one is, why did they put the victims, like the people that they robbed, names in the news in a gang, you know, a gang area, 80% crime, and let their names be known and they're not gang affiliated? That's like dangerous itself, don't you think? Even though the people are facing jail time, I mean, their names was in that report, wasn't it?
Yeah, but see, here's the thing. They don't care because they don't have to live it. They just report it, and it's niggas. It's us. So you know they're gonna make it worse for us as much as possible. They don't care, love. It's their job.
That's horrible, dude. 80% gangs, and I just get my car robbed. I'm not a gangbanger, and my name is everywhere. That's not cool at all. The cops is on the down dirty.
Yeah. And that's why a lot of people be scared to, you know, that's why I don't understand when cops try to get somebody else to snitch and they say no. They don't want, you know what I mean? They don't have to live, they don't have to go back and live in their neighborhood. They got to go back and live in, you know what I mean? Because cops be telling motherfuckers who actually snitch. Cops is grimy. Cops will
yeah, they are. And who's to say where their neighborhoods are now?
You don't trust any of these niggas. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Exactly. And who's to say where their neighborhoods are, because they're so, you know what I mean, connected that they got connections everywhere. Like they said, it's 80% gang out there. And the person gets their car robbed, now all of them like, oh, you're a snitch. They even labeling what they said, that Nipsey murder was because of snitch or something like that. Man, that's crazy, because now you can't even call the police on yourself when you got your hard-earned work behind you, your life behind you. And that's really sad.
That's how that's how black people are. Sometimes I'm not saying snitching is good, you know what I mean? But a lot of things, far as the morals and the principles that we really abide by in a certain aspect, it's abnormal, you know. So we like I said, we have to unlearn and relearn some things, man. Because the way it just prime example. Just even speaking like you have some sense, it's a problem to most of our people in the hood. You can't say
it's always been a big word.
Yeah, so being smart is like being white. That is the most stupidest shit that black people have. That's still doing it to this day. That's a part of the irrational thinking that we really gun hold on. We need to snap out. That's stupid, black people. It's cool to be dumb. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
They actually got to grow out of it. Like, they're celebrating Juneteenth. Why are you teaching my kids to say a number wrong? They've been counting since they was two. Now you're going to teach them not to say 19th and say Juneteenth? Come on now.
Nah, Juneteenth.
Look at their names.
That's different, but I get what you're saying. That's crazy. I get what you're saying. Anything else, sweetie?
No, that's all. Have
a
blessed
one. You too. Thank you for calling.
Peace.
Anybody else want to call? The number is on the screen right there on your left bottom of the screen, 319-527-6193. Do you think that Gunna is going to snitch now? I'm going to bring back the news clip again. Just a few things we're going to talk about. So, you know what I mean? So just hold on. I'm going to bring it back again for those who haven't seen it. All right. So give me a second.
Medical assistant.
Because there's more people that came in here, so I want to make sure y'all seen it as well. If you haven't seen it, all right, hold on. Hola, soldiers. All right. Here we go. All right, so here's the this is from a month or some change ago. Do they have the date? May 16th. This is from May 16th. So that's why the title says what it says, because it tells you that they listened to a recording. So these dumb motherfuckers got on the prison phone, stupid ass niggas, and called the medical assistant. They put her name in there. I didn't even know. Because the news came out today about the actual picture of her actually came out due to Gunna. But in this news clip right here, this is from May 16th. They never mentioned Gunna. They just started mentioning Gunna's name yesterday. You get what I'm saying? So they had to do their research, the investigation, and find out that it had to be Gunna or somebody on a fucking jail phone speaking to her. These niggas is straight da-da-da-da dumb, nigga. Helmet crew, riddling kids. I don't know, man, but let's fucking go, man.
Accused of trying to smuggle drugs into the Fulton County Jail is on the run tonight.
Takara Ford faces felony drug charges. Fulton County Sheriff Pat Labatt credits the jail captain with stopping Ford's plan. Our friend Deidre Dukes is live at the jail with the latest on the search for the suspect. Deidre?
Well, anyone entering the Fulton County Jail, that means that whether you're a visitor or whether you work here, you must pass through security. But this medical assistant, we are told by the Fulton County Sheriff, ran into trouble as she arrived to work because an employee noted that she smelled like marijuana, and they said when they asked her about it, she admitted that she had smoked pot before she arrived to work.
When she got to the security checkpoint, she was acting a little nervous.
Fulton County Sheriff Pat Levant credits the captain at the jail for catching Sheriff Ford in the act after the contract nurse reportedly showed up to work smelling like marijuana.
She smelled a hint of marijuana, and she asked, and actually the young lady then said that she had smoked prior to coming to work, which is against all rules and regulations. We began to search her bag as normal, and she grabbed her keys and ran and walked through the parking lot, jumped in her car and left.
Ford planted a black Nissan Altima, Tennessee tag 75A-R44. These are images of the illegal contraband deputies say they found in Ford's bag. 6.8 ounces of marijuana, 20 grams of crack cocaine, 200 cigarettes, and 2 packs of tobacco. Sheriff Levant says investigators reviewed a recorded phone call between the suspect and other individuals in which it appears she discussed how she would smuggle the drugs. The sheriff says she had worked at the jail for a few months and all contract employees are screened.
We screened all of our contract employees. This just happened to be a situation, unfortunately, where I believe the young lady has been influenced by some internal contact. And for us, it is certainly unfortunate to lose a good nurse, but it is time that she turn herself in.
Now, Ford faces several felony charges tonight, including possession with intent to distribute. Reporting live at the Fulton County Jail, Deidre Duke, Fox 5 News.
Dombey, like I said, she better have got paid good. Everybody that's in here, please make sure y'all hit that like button for the algorithms. I would gladly appreciate everybody. If you're new, please press one if you're new to the chat. If you are, please let me know if you subscribe to the channel. Click that bell for all notifications, man. But 200 cigarettes. Now, on the island, I remember back in the days when I was on the island, I was in C95 because the kitchen crew. That's where everybody get their food throughout Rikers Island, at C95. So this white lady, I forgot her name. This is 04. That's when I got locked up for the firearm and shit, right? So for my birthday, she snuck in a pack of cigarettes for my birthday, December 31st. Any motherfucker way, long story short, those cigarettes was like $5. For one cigarette is $5 in jail. So I could imagine how much just for one cigarette, one 100 cigarette, that shit should be like probably $15. Like you give one cigarette, that's 15. It should be like $10 to $15 for one in jail, nigga. That's, your buck is going to be fooled up for commissary, family. But anyway, how the fuck she was going to get all them goddamn cigarettes in there? How she thought she was going to get in there through in her bag? Ditzy, dumb motherfuckers. And she only been in a couple of months. Why would you put yourself in that predicament, ma? And why would these niggas be on the fucking phone? These niggas is so dumb, nigga. 5-for-1. All that jail inflation is a motherfucker, Chuck Norris. Gun inflation. Jail inflation is serious, nigga. Okay? Cigarettes is like diamonds in that motherfucker, gold. But any motherfucking who, let me see if anybody called in. If y'all even want to call in, please call 319-527-6193. Now let me wait a minute, let me go to my Instagram. Let me just do a little side note. Okay, a little side note. I just hope that these kids, man, really learn from all the stupid shit that they doing. I really hope so. All these other jail niggas, all these other rappers, I know these niggas is shaking in their fucking boots. I know Lil Baby, I know he chilling the fuck out. A lot of these motherfucking rappers is chilling. Lil Durk, he rolled with a whole bunch of dudes. I just hope, man, y'all niggas is moving correctly. All right? A lot of these motherfuckers is scared because the police is watching everybody, especially if they seen you making bread. They are, son, FBI is everywhere. They on the chessboard. They are inside the entertainment system business. They work with the engineers. They work with the motherfucking CEOs of the company, the president of the company. Some of the producers, some of the A&R, some of the execs. Some of the, it could be your fashion designer that's watching every, your every fucking move. It could be your entourage that they are assigned to you. Because you know when you, you know, when you probably get signed this, that, and the third, they assign you a handler. They assign you a fashion designer or your lawyer. They have, they come with a pre-packaged deal for you. So you just never know. And on top of that, hip hop police, nigga. That's why niggas think they so smart that they dumb. They do not pay attention. Yes, the A&Rs and all that. These niggas do not. Yes, image consultant, all of those things. All of them niggas are in place for a reason. They know these niggas is liabilities. And plus, they don't even be knowing that they be putting those insurance on the rappers. That's why a lot of them niggas be dying too. They be, sometimes they can't wait for these motherfuckers to get, have beef and shit like that. What's the name of that shit again? I used to know it off the top of my head. What is that when your boss can put a life insurance on you? What's that term again? Somebody put it in there. But this shit is real. It's scary too. Shit, they talking about Empire and all that shit, man. Listen, I don't know how true that is. If you talking about Ghazi and shit like that, you know, rest in peace, not Bond, no. Not prison Bond. It's for your boss. It's like your job, your actual job. They could have insurance on you, life insurance. I forgot what it's called. Somebody know that shit. I'm learning. I see the smuggling. Yes, she's a smuggler. Let me see if anybody called. Nobody called. Y'all scared to call in? What the fuck is going on? Enoch, I appreciate your donation early. I got it. Thank you, family. All right. Again, if nigga say human collateral. No, bro. No. Yours truly. All right. Hold on, man. Employee life insurance. Some shit like that. No. What the fuck you call that shit? Man, somebody find that shit for me. But any goddamn who, they can have insurance on you, goddamn it. A lot of dummies have money in the world. They getting caught up smuggling cigarettes when they once could have bought a whole building full of cigarettes if they were free. Yeah, man. Listen, them niggas is definitely, can you speak on the Thug and Gunna is doing humiliation rituals like all these other celebs have done? T.I. came out with no issue. So listen, Sonya, if no, Derek, Sonya, why don't you call in to the platform? The number's on the screen. Call in. Now, a lot of this humiliation rituals and in the industry, a lot of the times they do that because, now, all right, for instance, Young Thug, he's collaborating with Kevin Lyles and things of that nature from 300 Empire. When a person reaches a certain status, and he's his own boss, so as he's learning the business as he get older, and I'm pretty sure Kevin Lyles and whoever that's in his ear, far as business wise, he's becoming a threat. Just like Tory Lanez, that's why he moved this shit to the NFT and things of that nature, and that's why Bobby Smurda was just talking about, man, fuck. I'm not going to be your hoe talking about the industry. He just said it last week. So when you become smart about this business on how to capitalize, and so you won't get fucked. That's why a lot of these artists, the first when they get signed, the first deal that they get fucked. Like all of them get fucked. But the more, you know, they name get out there, and then they learn the business, and then as years go by, if you're lucky enough to stay in the game, you begin to know what and what not to do. So if these motherfuckers can't control you, what they will do, they will put police on you. They will find a way to make sure you slip up. You know what I mean? They will put police on you. You know what I mean? Because they can't control you. If they can't control you, they don't want you stopping them from making money. So they will smear you in the motherfucking media. They will make sure, just look at Chris Brown. He mad at everybody because they ain't buy his shit. He ain't getting that much promotion. He's doing self-promotion. Even though he's, you could almost say he's wealthy, he's well paid off. So he don't fuck with the majors like that, because he know if it's not a partnership distribution deal, then you're not going to take my hard earned intellectual property and capitalize off that. I'm putting in all the work. I'm sitting there sweating and writing and thinking and catching writer's block and trying to get writers to help me sing this fucking song. Nah, nigga, you can't get 90% of my motherfucking residuals. So with some of these rappers, they will literally smear your name. They will find some shit that you tweeted 7 years ago, and that'd be the highlight to smear your name. So you can't get no endorsements, no sponsors. You can't go to Coachella. You can't do all these performances and things of that nature. These motherfuckers will literally smear your name as a ritual. If they can't get you locked up, somehow they will find a way for you to die. That's why it's so special. Key Life Insurance, no, goddammit. It's so devilish and evil. Ooh, let me show you this shit. Let me show you something that's so uncomfortable. Hold on. Somebody sent that shit to me. Did I save it? Oh, it's right here. Look at these motherfuckers here. Look, nigga. I don't know what's going on, but hold on. Hold the fuck up. Everybody, it's 282 people. Please, I don't know how many likes it is. Please, everybody, hit the like button, because, again, I'm going to say this shit. Sometimes you probably be into what's going on, and you don't even think about hitting the like button. I do the same thing when I be on other people's lives. I be forgetting to hit the like button. Now, motherfucker, I brung it to your attention. Hit the goddamn like button. Thank you in advance, goddamn it. All right, now check it out. Hold up. Let me take this shit off, man. Look at this shit, man. I forgot who said this to me last night. But look how uncomfortable this girl is. Both of these girls. Even the fucking security. Just pay attention, family. Look at them. Everything says it all.
It's like 10 in the morning. We just did an 18-day shoot. We just wrapped. Gotta Move On, directed by the RMT. Tiana and Coco. My creative director, by Jaquel. Choreographed by Jaquel. Creative directed by Yayo. Yayo, come here, Yayo.
Yayo!
Yayo, 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 Yayo.
I'm going to play it again. What I'm going to do, I'm going to have it in slow-mo, too. Let me tell you something. This is not a fucking joke. When we fuck, when we, I'm going to be aggressive. I'm going to be upset. I was sweating and pumping to that motherfucking song. You hear me? I mean, choking, spitting, slapping, and peeing on bitches, all types of shit to that song. That song is serious. When we fuck, yes, that. But did you see the video, though? Very satanic, very evil, very symbolic. Satanism. Y'all niggas think it's a game. It's serious. It's scary. It's very serious. It's not a game. Look at Teyana Taylor. Look what son just, hold on, let me fucking do my commentary as it's playing. No audio. This is Teyana Taylor. She's directing now. Why the fuck you looking at the ground? What the fuck was going on in there? Why you feel uncomfortable? This is 99 I like to say 98% of communication is nonverbal. Your grimace, a.k.a. facial expression, your body language, your gestures, your movements, those are nonverbal communication factors. Pay attention again. It's 10 in the morning. Tiana, you looking at the ground. Yeah, you can't. You're tired? Okay. But listen, the soul tells it all. The language tells it all. They probably drugged. Look at him. He like, nigga, he don't know if he's going to stab him and choke him or some shit in the daylight because he got so much power. Now, look at Shorty right here. Look. What is that facial expression for, Honey Bunny, Ronnie, Stunning Bunny? Look at that. She's very uncomfortable. Eating clapping, yay! Nigga, y'all don't even know what the fuck be going on back there, man. That shit is scary, son. And look at this nigga, whoever this guy is. Who the fuck is that? That nigga looks scary. He look like he is Yelzebub, nigga. Uh-huh. Yelzebub. That's a name for Satan, nigga. These niggas, this shit ain't no joke. They could have been chained and being in fucking pig blood in a bathtub and showing pictures of skin, human beings, kids, torture, fucking nipple clamps, pussy ass clamps. I ain't trying to be funny. It's really that bad, nigga. Look how uncomfortable these motherfuckers are. What are you doing, Diddy? What did Choke No Joke say when he was in the club with Diddy? You seen it with that fresh fish? Tiana Taylor looked like she's fucking twisted. And she is, I'm not going to lie, Tiana Taylor is beautiful. Beautiful body. And I'm not saying it in a like flirtatious, perverted, however y'all want to take it. She's a beautiful looking girl. Body right. Tight. She never looked at like she was under the influence or any kind of way. She looked like she on something right there. Maybe it's me. That's the only thing I could say. But let me put the volume on. This, I don't know.
I created the record. Choreographed by Jaquel. Created, directed by Yayo.
Why is she doing that? Because she's always trying to fucking touch somebody. Why the fuck you think Kim Porter, oh my God, rest in peace to that girl. Beautiful soul, man. She was coming out with a tell-all book. She knew all the nigga secrets. All his fucking secrets. And murked her. She got, and let me say allegedly. Y'all niggas think this shit is a game. It's never been a game in this industry. Never been a game. It's never been a game. You think motherfucking Orlando Brown just saying this shit because he just to say it? Just he said, and I say this respectfully, but he said Nick Cannon gave him some special attention. What man in a right mind will put themselves on blast in the public if there wasn't no kind of truth to it? We shouldn't even have to say it. He up there in pom-poms and goddamn cheerleading shit, jumping around, trying to amuse Kel Mitchell from Kenan and Kel because his girls was fucking with him, stopped fucking with him because Kel cheated on her. She walked in the crib. Nick Cannon is jumping with a skirt on, with the whole chair. She said her cheerleader outfit jumping up and down on the bed. Give me your D. Give me your I. Give me your C. And give me a... Okay? You got the last letter, don't you? I could go more deeper than that, but this industry is not what it's all cracked up to be. These people is like that scene when Keanu Reeves walked through that damn crowd, and I'm talking about in Devil's Advocate where he's walking through the party, and all them people, their faces, you see they smiling, the next thing you know, they got that, they morph into a devilish face. That shit is real. That shit is no game.
Yeah.
Why is she uncomfortable like that? What the fuck did she see? What the fuck happened? Why is she uncomfortable like that, y'all?
Yeah.
Who claps like that? She, nigga. I'm uncomfortable. Come on, man. Yeah, that movie is serious, man. And then just like the mother, she felt that energy. And I'm talking about in the movie Devil's Advocate. When the moms came, Keanu Reeves' wife's mother came, as soon as she seen Al Pacino, like that spirit, that God spirit showed, told her, like, nah, this dude right here, listen, you know what? I've been here. I took a 10-hour flight. She took mad hours to come over all the way there to New York from out of town. She was there for a few hours. She like, as soon as she seen Al Pacino, she like, nigga, I got to go. You know what? I don't want to be here. I want to go home. You know what I mean? Godly spirits can sense, you know, that evil spirit. But at the end of the day, you can never, the devil don't come with growls. He come with smiles. The devil never comes with a mean face. He come with his hands out. He come with a hug, family. He come with smiles. He come with everything that you like, the drinks, the women, the drugs, the alcohol, the fame, the glitz, the glamour. The devil come with all that. Whatever you need, he will provide that for you. But, bitch, that comes with a price. I'm going to play it one more game.
Yeah. It's like 10 in the morning. We just did an 18-day shoot. We just wrapped. Got to move on. Directed by the RMT, Tiana and Coco. Created the record. Dr. Quell. Choreographed by Jaquel, created, directed by Yayo. Come here, Yayo.
And she was trying to get away, and it seemed like she was trying to step away. That energy right there, Tiana been in the game for a minute. She understands what's going on. You know, but sometimes this be the only thing you know. Ah. That shit crazy, man. I would love to hear your thoughts. What's your thoughts, y'all? The number is right there on the screen, goddammit. 319-527-6193. Do any of y'all can stop using your thumbs and dial the number to call the goddamn phone? Tiana, yes, she's definitely beautiful. Let me look at some of this, the chat. All right? And we're going to talk more. I got some more stuff to play for y'all. All right? It's very scary, man. May said it on Diddy this. Yeah, man. These motherfuckers want your soul, man. The devil always he want to collect your soul, and he's never satisfied. He's never full. He's never full. Why is her husband not together? You talking about the basketball dude? Imam Shubert, some shit like that, right? I don't know. Oh, my boy Twin, what up, Mike? What's good, my G? Thank you for my cousin. Thank you for donating to the channel. My nigga that I grew up with, you know what I mean. Hopefully y'all could donate as well, but I don't know. Y'all, yes, Iman Shubert. Yep, the mouth of hell is enlarged. Yeah, man, this game is serious, man. Word up. Yo, Mike, if you're in the chat, salute, man. Love you, boy. You already know, nigga. You already. All things kosher Diddy did during Tupac's era. Yeah, that whole shit is crazy, man. Yeah. The whole Tupac thing. All right. I hope this is not who the fuck I think it is. Area code 781. You on the air.
Hi, Mike Lowry. I got beat up by Tim. He gave me 2 black eyes.
I don't give a fuck, bitch. Bye. Fuck out of here. Nah, I ain't trying to hear you. Now you want to call and nah. We're not fucking with Crazy Lola. Not today. I'm not fucking with you. Oh, that's you, Face? All right, man. Love you, man. You already know, my G. You already know, man. Brothers for life, nigga. You already know, nigga. For real. That shit ain't never gonna change, man. But yeah, that's fucking Lola calling in. But she called the other night trying to, y'all couldn't hear it, and say some wild shit. Nah, bitch, you're not getting on my. I don't know who the fuck you think I am, but I'm definitely not that one, bitch. You definitely not getting back on my show. Fuck you and Tim. I don't give a fuck about him either. He whipped your ass, bitch. You deserve every uppercut you got, nigga. Every roundhouse kick, cross kick, fucking karate chop. You deserve each and last one of them. Kick rocks. Fuck out of here. Word up. Anybody else want to? Nah, she's calling back. How can I block this bitch? Don't call my nigga. You're not getting back on here ever. Ever. Yeah, cuckoo for cocoa fucking puffs. Let's just, while we here, let me just go. And look, let me look. And I'm not trying to make fun, but look how, nigga, wait a minute. Look, he got dreads right there. What happened here, bro? So, nigga, this was just weeks ago. This was last month. Who took this shit out? When they was processing you through the jail, he's like, nah, nigga, these is extensions. Like, we gotta take this shit out right now. How it go from here and here to there in 1 month, man? You smoke them shits. I don't know what the fuck is going on. You know what, man? God bless him. Bless him, man. Bless him. Nah, that hair is, ma'am. That hair is, there's another picture of Gunner. Hold on. And this is not to try to play him. That's word on my son, man. Not even. Because that man is going through something right now. But let me put in Gunner. Like you, right here. You're going to see a couple of them. You're going to see more pictures. Come on, baby. Don't take too long. Let's get it. There's another picture. Hold on. Because he was sitting down. He threw up a peace sign or some shit like that. I didn't save it, but it got to be here. What? Home? This nigga is 14 years old, family? Yeah, all right. Hold on. It's going to come. All right, Playboy. Look at this. Now, check it out. Here's another one. This is not for play. That's almost evil. Y'all niggas, y'all think this shit is a game. Hold on, I'm going to play that part right there, too. Hold on. I know y'all seen some pictures. There's another picture, though. Y'all just work. Lord. All right, man. I'm just gonna scroll down a little bit more. If it don't pop up, I'm not doing it no more. There's other fucking pictures, man. But that nigga, he cut his hair off, Mama Dookie. That shit is not pulled back, nigga. That you see the roughness of that shit, the roundness and all that, nigga. The twist is out. He sold them shits. Let's go to this.
A member of the Shady Park Crips out of South Fulton. He is under an investigation at this point in time by more than one law enforcement agency concerning at least two homicides committed by that gang during this time.
I repeat, not involved in any of the so-called...
A member of the Shady Park Crips out of South Fulton. He is under an investigation at this point in time by more than one law enforcement agency concerning at least two homicides committed by that gang during this time.
I repeat, not involved.
So he, because he was a part of the Shady Park Crips. So, who knows what's going on, but it's not looking well for none of these motherfuckers. Okay, let me go back. When Bobby Smurda found out Steve Harvey had a daughter, we ain't going through that. Hold on. I'm going to go to that. What was it that I wanted to show you? All right. These are sidebars, unless somebody want to. All right, we got a number. All right, 917. Please mute your background. 917, you on the air. Mute your background.
All right.
Who this, Mike?
Oh, nah, man. What's up, man? What's good?
What's good? Can you talk to me? What's up? What's your thought?
Hey, nah, man. You funny as hell, man. I just had to call in, man. You funny as hell. Yo, sir, you should have another channel, man, and just have a channel to start begging, son, because, yo, sir, I swear to God, you funny as hell, son. When you start begging, you get mad at somebody, yo, sir, you going in, my nigga. They just say, yo, fuck out of here, bitch. You not care about
shit. Yeah, and the bitch is right under. She's calling right now. She's not getting on. It's a wrap. Nah, I'm good.
What she do?
She did a lot. She didn't go get help. But I'm not going to sit up here and bag on her. She should be all right, though.
Yeah,
God
bless her. Yeah, them gunner niggas, though, man. Them YSL niggas, though. Real shit.
Yeah.
All them niggas is done. They might as well cough it up. Yeah, they might as well cough it up, man. And if any one of them niggas snitch, that's like, nigga, that's double bad. Because, listen, they all going to get time. So y'all might as well just all eat that together and sit down.
Yeah.
That's what I say. You know what I'm saying? Because I already see niggas putting up videos, gunna snitching and all this bullshit. Like, niggas just came on their business, man. Just let shit play out and let dudes do what they do. They put themselves in that shit, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, them niggas retarded, my nigga. I ain't gonna hold you. That was stupid how they got caught up, how son got caught up on the phone, talking on the phone, and, you know, old girl getting caught, bringing in mad shit like, damn, bitch, yo, you just started. Why you didn't, if you was gonna do some shit like that, why you didn't start with like an 8-ball or something and try that first? You done made it all hot in one shot.
A one shot. She's supposed to have boot that shit in her pussy. She's supposed to have boot that, you know what I mean? Put the tobacco in the crack of her ass. Put
son,
it in the condom and stick it in your ass. That's what I did. When I had to turn myself in the put the whole shit in my ass. And again, that ass.
That picture was wild, bro. I seen the picture. I said, yo. I said, even if she give it to the nigga, where they going to put that?
Right.
That's, yo, bro. I don't know, man. Them niggas gonna be. Them niggas ain't thinking. I'ma just sit back and watch the show. Cause these
That's
niggas
it.
Are putting on a real nice show now. Real nice show. This shit wicked, bro. This shit like a goddamn movie. Ain't they coming out with a movie?
Who coming out with a movie? What is called? Stupid
I
ass.
Heard somebody said something. Yeah, I heard somewhere, man. Somebody said something about YSL movie. Gonna be hot when they complete it or something. Like I don't know what the hell I don't know. I probably was just dreaming.
Yeah, that shit gonna that shit gonna look just like how Lil Boosie movie came out. Because even though Lil Boosie made a lot of money, but that shit look like he spent $15 on that movie, son. But anyway, that shit was crazy. Shut up.
Yo, these
tools,
man, I don't know, man.
$25 on that shit. Oh, man. Shit. That shit was crazy, son. Shout out to Boosie, though.
Yeah, shout out to Boosie. Shout out to all those niggas, man. Real shit, man. All those niggas figure out a way up out of that shit. I don't want to see nobody in jail and shit, but I got to call it like I see it, man. Y'all niggas dumb. I ain't going to hold you, man. Dumb ass niggas, man. Dumb.
What part of what borough you from?
My nigga, this is Todd, man. Stop playing with me, man.
Oh, shit. Todd, what up, you stupid-ass nigga? What up, boy?
You big-headed-ass nigga. What's up?
What's good? I ain't gonna know. Yeah, I had to catch y'all, man. What's good, though, man?
Ain't nothing, man. I was just listening to your shit, you know what I'm saying? You know, I be driving this shit everywhere. I'm just listening to shit. You had me cracking up when you started getting mad at that at old girl and some other shit and all that. I'm like, yo, this nigga is really retarded. This nigga is... you gotta have another channel for that, man. Yo, please, man. Come up with something and just pick shit out and just start bagging, bro. I don't know, man.
I got some stuff in the works, though, but it's going to be different from YouTube, but I'm going to never share that with the people, though. I'm just going to do it. So I've been doing a lot of...
You already know.
So
in my line, I work with you on that.
Yo, Area Code 614, I got you. Yo, Todd. Yo, so yeah, when I get off, I'm gonna get at the phone, man. So when I get off.
Yeah. Hit me, cause I'm outside tonight. I'm gonna push it out of state real quick. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna be on roll. I mean, so it's in my line.
I got you. Say less.
All right. Yeah, I'm on the air, man. One love, man.
One. Yeah, man. Area code 614.
What's up, big bro? How you doing?
I'm good, family. Talk to me, man.
Man, just here. First time tuning into the show. Like how you pushing your vibe, bro. Keep pushing, man.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes, sir. I just want to touch on that shit with P. Diddy. You know? They say birds of a feather flock together, bro. So, like, shine.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Shine ain't no good, homie. And I'll just leave that as that.
Wait. So you the one that put shine ain't no good. What you mean by that? Why you say that?
Man, we keep it real, homie. Like, when you know the history, like Puff Daddy's a user. Shine is a user too. That's it, homie. Push, trample.
I feel, damn, and I just cut you right off, but I feel that Shine is using him for some leverage because at the end of the day, he was there for Diddy and Diddy shitted on him. His lawyers, Diddy's lawyers told him to fall back from separate himself from Shine because he had lawyers assigned to Shine. So they dropped the lawyers to represent him. He wound up doing 10 years. All that shit that happened. I think Shine should use him as well for some leverage. Why not?
Facts. Like that I'm not going to knock, but at the same time, like, Shine is doing that to other people, too. He's doing that to the less fortunate. He's pushing down on other people. So, hey.
The fact that
Puffy's doing that to you, hey, you can't cry, homie.
No, I'm trying to figure out what do you mean by that because I don't know what you – I'm not saying you don't
– Well, all right.
It's not,
what I mean is this. What I mean is this, right? Not to cut you off, people. Meaning I'm from the country that Shine is from. So, I
Belly.
Know – the movements are facts. So I know the movements.
Explain.
I mean, I'm a stay in contact with your show, big bro. You know? And I'm not the type to put people's shit out there, especially people like that, you know? But when you do real shit happen, homie. You know that.
Right. Well, hold on. Let me take your number down.
Yeah, we keep in contact, big bro. All
right, hold up, man. So you're saying he's not good for your people out there? I think Shine is a changed man, man. I don't think he's promoting Belize, you know what I mean, in the right light, you know what I mean? So, I mean, you know more than what you know.
You know, like, you might see an actor on the TV, but, like, hey, behind the scenes, a different person.
Wow.
But, yo, you know, God bless. And, yo, we keep pushing, man. And like I said, I like your show. I like how you open up to people. And I think you're going to go far, bro. You got something unique, homie. So really keep pushing.
I'm damn sure I am, man.
And we definitely going to keep in contact. I'm going to leave the line open so other people could touch base with you, big bro.
All right, man. I've written your number down, so I got your number. So I'll peace.
Yeah, I'll save you. Peace.
All right, man. Again, 617 area code. Give me a second. Everybody, if you enjoying yourself, please make sure you hit that like button. Please. Yeah, Black Cherry, you stupid. Don't start this shit today. Crazy ass Black Cherry. All right. Listen, if y'all would love to donate to the platform, please show some love to the platform. I'll gladly appreciate it. Those who's new, please make sure that you subscribe and click on the bell for all notifications, man. Let me go to this phone call. All right, area code 617, you on the air. 617, you there? Okay, going once. Going twice, goddammit. 617, area code, what up? Lola, what you want, Lola?
My grandfather's from Belize, and if you really want to know what the guy was trying to say, my grandfather is born from Belize. My parents are from Honduras. What he was trying to say is, you're going to try, like, what was that? I got beat up by a pulp and you made fun of it, but at the same time, Mike Lowry, you tried to act like you there for the women and stuff that get brutally abused and murdered and stuff. You act like you there for the people.
No. Listen, wait a minute.
I'll come to Brooklyn.
This bitch is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, son. I'm telling you, she's not human, son. This bitch is straight from Satan's kitchen, son. This bitch is crazy, son. I'm coming to Brooklyn. All right, come to Brooklyn and see what happens to you. I ain't gonna do a motherfucking thing. Okay? Yeah, this bitch is cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs, man. She's crazy. I'm gonna try you again. 617 area code. What up, man? All right, so you just in the back listening. That's what he's doing. He's on Blog Talk. Now, but again, before I get off this right here, this is very uncomfortable. And just one last time. She is like, she wanted to get away. Like, that's, like, why she's looking like that. And you see at the corner of the eye, she watching him. This nigga on some creepy shit, son. Man, that's crazy, son. Like, this, that right there, it's something about that it lets you know, man, just because these motherfuckers are smiling, these people that you see on Instagram, just because they smiling, they are, a lot of these motherfuckers is this right there. Look, is this Diddy? Is this his soul? Like, when you see that soul, is this what you see if we was able to look at someone's soul? That shit is no joke, fam. That shit is no joke, man. No joke. No joke at all. Now, I'm going to play this. I forgot about this, son. The bodega worker. I was looking at this for a second. A sidebar. This bodega worker charged with murder after stabbing a man, right? This dude was messing with him, and he's charged with murder, but he got let out after 10 days. Let me tell y'all something. Do anybody will have a transparent coffin? These motherfuckers is like these, and she's thinking of the motherfucker though, whoever that is. But, shit, got thrown off a little bit. But Would anybody do that? I won't do no shit like that. And look, they in the sun. This thing about to melt all through that shit. All that bombing fluid, son. Ah, man, that shit is crazy. I would never do no shit like that, man. Just put me in the box and just put me in the ground and keep it the fuck moving. But that's crazy, though. Yeah, I would never do no shit like that. Irish politician, I just want to say this a little bit, man. If we're going to talk about the Georgia Guidestones, if anybody know about the Georgia Guidestones, right? Now, yeah, that's a clear casket. All right, let me get right back. Okay. Let's go Let's go down here. I'm gonna bring it back up. Let's go here. I spoke about the Young Dolph shit last night. That whole thing is crazy. And you know what? I think I might go back on the Young Dolph before I get off. Oh, let me play this. This is crazy. Look, y'all probably seen this, but this is crazy. I forgot to show this, man.
Walking by here on the way to the Family Dollar and saw an alarming sign. Drug take back. It said drug take back, y'all. I ain't no freaking idiot. I see what you're trying to do, police officers. I see you, sheriff. I see you, detective. What they say is, oh, bring your drugs up here and drop them off and we won't prosecute you. Do you think I'm going to bring my methamphetamines, okay, that I manufactured in my own home up here so they can snort them? Not today. Not today, Satan. Do you think I'm going to bring my marijuana plant up here that I grew in my own backyard? Fuck that guy. Do you think I'm going to bring my own pot up here so they can inject it into their veins? This is a conspiracy, folks. Think Illuminati. Okay? Think Illumination. That's what's going on in here. Drug take back.
Yo, that bitch is crazy, sir.
Speaking for yourself, you pay good money
not
for
them. Not today, Satan.
And you made them. Thank you. Sign up. Was walking by here on the way to the Family Dollar and saw an alarming sign. Drug take back. It said drug take back, y'all. I ain't no freaking idiot. I see what you're trying to do, police officers. I see you, sheriff. I see you, detective. What they say is, oh, bring your drugs up here and drop them off and we won't prosecute you. Do you think I'm going to bring my methamphetamine, okay, that I manufactured in my own home?
Yo, I even, you know, when I saw this shit a couple of days ago, I didn't know she was going to go there. That shit, I damn near fell out the chair, son. That bitch is crazy. You think I'm going to bring my methamphetamine that I make in my motherfucker? that's funny, yo. These niggas out here is crazy, son. What's up with this nigga, son? Ladies, what would you do if you on a train and you see this shit?
I will never take public transportation ever again.
What are you?
Yo. What the fuck is wrong? Yeah, that nigga, that Tulio, nigga. Oh, no, I ain't gonna say that. I got a homie named Tulio. Shout out to my nigga Tulio from Building 8 in my projects. My Hondurian brother. Love you, boy. Nah, Stulio or something. Yeah, that nigga crazy as hell, family. You always sending me pictures, crazy K. What you want? But this is not what I wanted to show you, though. This is not what I wanted to show you. This is more serious. Like, hold on, let me see what the hell this girl sent me. Come on, computer. Give me a second, y'all. Let me see what this is, man. Mother caught on viral. Stephen will be one speaks out. Oh yeah. All right, I'm gonna check that out. Yeah, that's fucking crazy too. Hold on. This is what I really wanted to show y'all, though, right? This is more on a serious note. More on a serious note. Is this, for all the Biden for all the people who love, I'm going to get back to Gunna too. So for those who's coming in here for the first time or whatever, we was talking about Gunna for close to an hour, over an hour. So this is just a sidebar. I will get back to Gunna in a moment, but we talked about it for a while. All right. So just scroll back. All right. But anyway, any fucking who. For all y'all that was rushing to get Trump out of office, which I wish he still would have stayed in office, that don't mean I'm a Trump supporter. There's a difference. And I feel like I might have to explain myself, so I will after this.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in...
One more.
America is a nation that can be defined in a single word. I was going to put him in... Excuse me.
All right, we have a fucking dummy in the office. All right, hold on. I got one more for you. There's more, but this one don't take the cake. It just, it's, where we at? Right here.
The vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so, end of quote. Repeat the line. Women are not without electoral and or political or maybe precise, not and or political power. That's what I thought we were saying. You, the women of America, can determine the outcome of this issue. I don't think the court, or for that matter, Republicans vote and cast a ballot is consistently higher than the percentage of the men who do so. End of quote. Repeat the line. Women are not without.
They have to keep a straight face. She ain't shit. We got a dummy, a senile man in the goddamn seat, and who really don't give a fuck about black people at all. Did he even speak up about the girl that's locked up, the basketball player that's in Russia? This girl could do 10 years for getting caught with some goddamn hash. That's a damn fine in New York. A slap on the wrist, a fine and some shit. Get the fuck up out of there. Go home. You understand? This dude, yo. Fuck him. But I definitely want to tell you this, though. I have to explain this. The Georgia Godstones. There was a video of somebody that basically put an explosive there and blew up the Georgia Godstones. For those who don't know what the Georgia Godstones are, just like somebody right here said, never even heard of these before. See, that's the thing. This thing was written in every language, even Sanskrit, in every language. And it says that all humanity will be maintained on the world of humanity, paraphrasing, will maintain a population under 500 million people. That was put there by a Mason. They put a fake name, so they really don't know who the real name is. He brought this plot and made this and put that up. This has been there for almost 20 years now, or a little bit more than that. And the government abide by that. Why you think we have to wear masks? Y'all don't have to put this stuff in the chat. Hopefully you're following me. Why do you think we have to wear the mask? Now they're coming out with a new variant. It's all a money grab. That's number one. Number two, why do you think Bill Gates talked about depopulation? That is too much people on the earth. Why, it's called soft care. Why do you think they put everything in the water toothpaste, food, chemtrails? All this shit is not a game. Look up the secret covenant. I keep telling motherfuckers. I tell niggas all the time, nobody want to listen to me. Nobody don't want to listen, period. Y'all hardly even show love and donate to a motherfucking. Yeah, I said it. But it's all good, though. The secret covenant. It tells you everything. But y'all know everything. It's about to be a food shortage. I said this shit before. That's why I got a whole bunch of canned goods My cabin is not that, it's pretty good, but it's going to be more good. Y'all niggas better stock up. Because shit is about to hit the fan soon. Okay? So by that already happened, I'm pretty sure that they was like, you know what, fuck it, just take it all down because everybody is hip to what this agenda is. So, I guess state or the government of Georgia demolished it. See, and I think another reason why they did it because if once it's gone, it's almost like out of sight, out of mind. You know what I mean? Because if somebody come across these, they will remind you of an agenda. So I think it was their best bet to say, you know what, let's just tear this shit down anyway. You know what I mean? Because it's no longer there. So it's a symbolic thing. It's a symbolism. So if it's not there anymore, then in somebody's mind, the agenda is not there anymore. Out of sight, out of mind, and so forth and so on. I don't know. I just like to think a little bit further. So this shit is real. I don't know if y'all know about the Georgia God songs, but y'all really need to look into it before they start scrubbing this shit off the internet and everything. So y'all better start paying attention because the agenda is real. It's realer than anybody thinks. So down like the Tower of Babel. That's right. That's right. And let me play this too. Let me go back to this dude is the one who check this out.
I was scrolling, this is gonna blow your mind. So one of my supporters sent me this video and told me to go to this time stamp. And this was my response to him. Now to the people that don't believe what I'm about to show you, this is the video he told me to go to. It's from Insider News. It was posted September 30th, 2020. If you want to see the video for yourself, I posted the link on my Twitter. That sounded great. And I put the time stamps right there for you too. Now listen to what he said.
But I also think we have to do better management of our forests. Where they want to take out the cows,
All the farmers that were saying I was crazy, do I still seem crazy now? Now, there was a lot of farmers that agreed with me and told me this was foul play. To the farmers that was dragging my name through, what you got to say now? Now, to respect community guidelines, this might be... Now, scrolling, this is going to blow your mind.
My question is, how did 3,000 cows die at all one time? At the same spot? Man, come on, man. So you mean to tell me these cows just roll over and just die, like, and all of them just in the same area in equal lines? Could somebody please tell me how could this happen? This don't even make no damn sense. And I wish y'all niggas would put this shit in McDonald's. I wish you bitches would sell this shit to me. My question is...
We probably already ate that shit already. You know they're going to sell that shit to people. They're not, nigga, that's still money. They're not going to waste that shit. Man, listen, at the end of the day, people talk about Trump. Trump wasn't a part of the agenda like that. He was a free radical thinker. You know what I mean? He's still controlled, but he was hard to tame. He speaks what's on his mind. He speaks from the hip. You know what I mean? He wears hard on his sleeve. He lets you know what's gonna happen. He said some speech that he had, like not a brunch, but it was like a ceremonial thing, and they was eating and shit like that. Everybody was there. Gail King, everybody was there. He said when it was time to speak, he said, "I walked out into the hallway to go to the bathroom, and Hillary Clinton was there." He said, "I walked out to go to the bathroom, and Hillary Clinton bumped me and said, 'Pardon me.'" That went over a lot of people's heads. See, he know a lot of shit because of the shit that that's involved in. And let me just say allegedly for my sake, okay? Hillary, body count, Hillary, so forth and so on, and things, and all these other stuff, right? Okay? She said, "Pardon me." That was a a double entendre joke that went over a lot of people's heads because she she felt that charges was going to come up against her. So pardon me was a double entendre. Trump was no joke. Whatever you want to say, Felicia, he was projecting. At the end of the day, I'm not saying I am all for Trump. Is the difference? So let me ask a question to you, Felicia. This is what I like to ask black people. Because black people, we be funny sometimes. Do you want somebody to show you what they're going to do, or you want somebody to rock you to sleep? Please choose one, and choose wisely, Felicia. And I'm not targeting you. I'm just answering you. And this is the answer is generally for everybody. Do you want somebody to show you what they're going to do or to rock you to sleep and catch you off guard with it? That's what I want to know. Hillary, I got hot sauce and I always keep hot sauce in my bag. Get the fuck out of here. And all y'all stupid bitches just fell for it. So I guess you'd rather go with Hillary. I'm not even mad at you, love. Just the only thing I can say is God bless you. God bless you, Felicia. Of course, America rocks you to sleep. But that's not the question that I asked you. I said, would you rather have Biden? I said, would you want somebody to show you what they're going to do, or you want somebody to rock you to sleep? You're not answering the question. Because everybody wanted Biden because everybody was pussy and everybody was fucking scared. Biden is rocking everybody to sleep. He's more racist than Trump can ever be. Y'all niggas don't fucking, and I'm not targeting you. I'm just speaking from a general standpoint. Black people is funny, man. We funny. This shit. Biden is the worst. The worst. He is the worst. Y'all niggas is in the most racist. His background says it all, and what he's standing on right now says it all. Where's the outrage? Everybody was couldn't wait for this nigga to get in here. This bitch, Kamala Harris, was wearing Tim's. She went to a barbecue. That's all it takes for black people to we are so gullible. It took her to wear some. The bitch wore Tim's on her feet. And went to a barbecue, did a little dance, and black women was like, oh my God, she is one of us, you stupid gullible bitches. And I'm not taking that word back. Gullible, stupid bitches. Tell me I'm wrong. Too gullible. Trump pardoned Wayne. ASAP Rocky, he got out Harrio. Shout out to Harrio. A lot of fucking people, man. He about to go to war with Australia if they didn't let ASAP Rocky go. This nigga won't do. He ain't saying nothing to Putin about Shorty, that basketball player. Biden created 6 crime bills. Family was. Studied, was trained under a grand wizard of the KKK. He was his understudy. What the fuck is wrong with y'all people, man? And I keep bringing up the same shit. 2016, at the end of, because he was vice president, 2016, he was on a train. He got interviewed by CNN or somebody. This is after, this is the tail end of Obama's presidency. 2016, right? He asked them, do you regret drafting the crime bill? And Joe Biden said, no. 2016, and you stank motherfuckers voted this thing in because y'all was so scared of the tiki torch niggas. Fuck them niggas. Fuck them. If we could gang up to fight each other and shoot each other, we could gang up to take their torches, stick up their fucking ass. What's wrong with... What's up? Scary niggas. Scary, son. But y'all would look at me funny. Y'all probably see some slick shit about me, but don't want to talk about the real shit. Fuck you niggas, man. Fuck you niggas. You have to fuck with the like-minded people. I can't fuck with scary motherfuckers. I am not the illest killer. I'm not a thug. I'm not a gangster. I am definitely a person who will stand up and die for my family, especially my motherfucking kids. People, if it needs be, but I'm not gonna be stupid. These motherfuckers didn't get in power. I'm not gonna go on another tangent, but these motherfuckers didn't get in power by voting. They never got in power by voting themselves into power. Just let it sink in. How can they say give me liberty or give me death? But they tell us, for you to get liberty, you got to vote. Get the fuck up out of here. Bad people, nigga, everybody sat in front of the lady with the teacup from Get Out. Everybody is in that sunken place. Nobody ain't trying to get out. Y'all be all right. I'm going to leave that shit right there. 567, what you want, goddammit?
Big Mike, man, you going on a ramp, bro?
Hey, man, I'm just trying to speak. I'm speaking the real shit, man. We need to wake up. All this shit is not just for entertainment. Brighten the fuck up, nigga. Smarten up.
Listen, bro, I'm going to say this, man. We ain't supposed to be here anyway. We supposed to be in Africa chilling, my nigga. So.
Oh, nah, I'm good, but continue. NYOB, thank you for showing love, man. Appreciate it. Mm-mm-mm.
No, I'm just saying, like, we ain't really supposed to be here, bro. Like, so us being here, like, in a lot of our people was here, but, like, the Indians, the original Indians, but this is not our, this ain't where we supposed to be, bro. Like, so these presidents, these pawns, and I'm going to say it, they pawns.
I'm sorry. I do this a lot. I do cut people off a lot, but that's when I have something serious to say. I don't agree with you. I don't agree.
I
agree of them being pawns, absolutely, but I don't agree that we should not be here. We fought for this motherfucker. A lot of us been here before these motherfuckers even came on the motherfucking ships. And by the way, brothers was the one who knew longitude and latitude and helped them get across these shores. That's number one. They thought the world was flat. They ain't no shit to after 1492. But that's a whole nother story. And talking about going back to Africa, go to back to Africa for what? They are the most controlled, manipulative people on the planet. They are more gullible than anybody on the fucking planet. You come there looking light-skinned, you looking white, nigga, they will paint you as Jesus and Mary Joseph. You go to fucking Ghana, two black women from Detroit, move to fucking Ghana, had their own house in the community, killed them because they was living better, and she was helping the community. Buying people food, helping them, and the locals killed two grown women from Detroit. Grown women! Old lady, they was 50-something, 56, I think 60-something years old, and literally killed them. Y'all look it up. Two Detroit people killed in Ghana. Their whole life work, they saved, they retired. They dream was to live in Africa. Went to Ghana, lived there for some years. You know, they was living pretty good over there, but amongst the locals, helping the locals, trying to help get medicine, doing the work. And these jealous motherfuckers, because they don't see you as them, mold them down and stone them to death, bro. And I conclude on this rant. They are more controlled over there than over here. So the best bet is to not go stay over there for what? For what? For what? For them to be looking at you all jealous? For what? I'm staying here My people's fought here. Everybody else from their own fucking country came over here. Y'all weak. I don't want to go on too much of a tangent, but y'all motherfuckers could have did all the work y'all think y'all can do since y'all here. Y'all could have did all that shit in your homeland. Y'all come over here, get a job. You get a new pair of pants. You get a new closet full of new shirts that you ever had in your life. You get a belt. You get a fucking haircut. You get a new smartphone, and you act like you the shit. Look at these niggas. Because you got a new phone. Get the fuck out of here. Don't play with me today. I ain't in the mood.
Yo. No, but like, you know, like, and I always gonna get into that. I'm not that. It's not me saying that, bro. It's just history, bro. Like we was taught that in history that we ain't shit anyway. You know what I'm saying? We ain't shit. They to them they own this shit. We fought. That's true, but to them we ain't shit anyway. So that's why I say. That they want us to be over there anyway. They don't even want us here. We was never really, we were just taught the wrong history. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the original Indians was black. The original Indians was black anyway. But a lot of that stuff was flipped and turned around and turned into something else. And the history that they teach us in school is to put us down anyway. They want us to believe that we're less than them anyway. But this, the presidential stuff, it's always going to be that racist president. It's been like that since the 1700s. It's always going to be like that. These presidents, even Trump, that dude, he's selfish, man. He care about himself. A lot of them presidents do. We ain't gonna never have what they have. They don't want us to have that. So
absolutely.
I feel like regardless of whatever we do, we fucked anyway. It's set up like that.
In conclusion, because this phone line about to hang up. I got a few minutes left. In conclusion.
In conclusion, man, it's just if we don't come together, they're gonna keep trying to do their best to wipe us out. We just gotta come together and love each other, man. I said this in the last live. We gotta love each other. That's the problem. We don't love each other.
Absolutely, man. Hey, man, you already know. I appreciate your call, family. Thank you.
Yeah.
Absolutely, man. So at the end of the day, I'm going to do a brief recap. Brief recap. Brief recap. Let me go to... all right, I'll play it again. Fuck it. Brief recap.
Clark?
All right, so I'm going to play this over and give my little commentary, then I'm ghost. The only thing I ask y'all to do is please make sure y'all hit the like button. Please. Hit the like button. Thank you.
A medical assistant accused of trying to smuggle drugs into the Fulton County Jail is on the run tonight.
Katara Ford faces felony drug charges. Fulton County Sheriff Pat Labatt credits the jail captain with stopping Ford's plan. Also, Deidre Dukes is live at the jail with the latest on the search for the suspect. Deidre?
Well, anyone entering the Fulton County Jail, that means that whether you're a visitor or whether you work here, you must pass through security. But this medical assistant, we are told by the Fulton County Sheriff, ran into trouble as she arrived to work because an employee noted that she smelled like marijuana, and they said when they asked her about it, she admitted that she had smoked pot before she arrived to work.
She got to the security checkpoint. She was acting a little nervous.
Fulton County Sheriff Pat Labatt credits the captain at the jail for catching Tara Ford in the act. After the contract nurse reportedly showed up to work,